Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Sherry talks to Pacific Media Watch contributing editor Sri Krishnamurthy. They will be talking about the impact of COVID-19 in the Pacific, the rise of authoritarianism from some Pacific governments, the loss of Bauer Media, and the impact of Cyclone Henry out over the Pacific during an already difficult time.
Well, it's starting to have an effect on the Pacific, as Guam now has 93 cases, 4 deaths. The amazing thing is the U.S. Theodore Roosevelt doctrine of Guam, which is an American, supposedly American aircraft carrier, which is supposedly a nuclear weapon, nuclear weaponized. Although the Americans always tell you that they apply a neither confirm nor deny policy, and the captain has now been stood down, Captain Brad Crozier, and then they have 155 cases on that. Northern Marianas has 8 cases, 1 death. New Caledonia has 18 cases. French Polynesia has 40 cases. Hawaii now has 319 cases and 3 deaths. But Fiji, I'm surprised, the tally climbed from 2 to 12 over the weekend. People still aren't following the rules. I mean, they're in lockdown. There have been 134 arrests on the weekend, and most of them for...
Is there concerns that there's going to be a dramatic rise in the numbers? Because the borders are closed now, so the concern would be in terms of community transmission in the Pacific?
Yeah, I mean, that is a problem. I mean, in Fiji, there's no such thing as social distancing. They're not used to it. And so, yes, you'd expect to see a rise in the numbers.
Mm. And are there any particular areas that are of concern? I see that Guam has particularly high numbers at the moment.
Guam and French Polynesia are the two main cases that are a real concern for us.
Mm. And particularly in terms of Guam and Hawaii as US areas, I was wondering, because just recently we've seen very dramatic increases in the US in terms of cases. Are there concerns that the support for those areas are substantial?
No, I don't think so for Guam, because the governor had asked for more supplies to be brought down to Guam. And I don't think that's come, and we haven't heard anything else about that. But the biggest concern in Guam is now that the USS Theodore is docked in Guam. There's 155 cases. They're all thinking about moving them onshore.
Some very substantial steps have been taken by the Pacific government in regards to controlling the media and people. Could you speak a bit on that?
Yeah, authoritarianism is creeping into the Pacific. It seems that Pacific governments are using pandemic to clamp down on the people and media. And what is happening out there? President Rodrigo Duterte ordered shoot to kill, and one has been shot already. Cambodia has fast-tracked new state emergency regulations of 10 years in prison. Jakarta President Joko Widodo looks to pass 3 controversial new laws. Papua New Guinea East Sepik Governor Alan Bird has called for a shoot on sight of border crosses. In Vanuatu, this is a story that I've been following quite closely. It has taken draconian measures to register SIMs and take down Facebook pages as the caretaker government of Salawe has deemed.
Are we seeing journalistic freedom and media freedom being upheld during this time?
It appears not. I mean, it's certainly some of these governments are using these measures to clamp down on the media. And these times are really difficult times. I mean, it's okay in New Zealand, it's okay in Australia, but it's not okay in the Pacific, it seems. Although when I emailed Tonga, one of the journalists there told me that their only concern was that they were eating too many donuts. She did say that the government was treating them all right, and that the only concern was that they were eating too many donuts. They're eating 2 donuts instead of 1.
That's a good thing to hear. We need a bit of positivity, because, well, yeah, as we've seen as well, the loss of Bauer in New Zealand very recently. It's been also a difficult time for New Zealand journalists.
Yes, it has. I mean, it's the loss of the giant publishers from Germany, with 237 jobs, came as a surprise. And although the former CEO, Paul Deichsel, said that no doubt they have been working on this for some time. And it seems that they were ready to make the move regardless of COVID-19 or not. And they didn't even take up the government subsidies. So that was a real shock. And at the moment, Matthew Horton of the Horton Empire is from Australia, is looking at picking up some of the titles.
Mm.
At the same time, Radio Sport has gone down, Northern Edge. Redundancies are marked for NZME, a pay cut at MediaWorks, and pay freeze at DVNZ.
Mm.
So it's a really difficult time for the media.
Yeah, and one concern has been, I guess it's already that we have quite a lack of diversity in the ownership of New Zealand's media, and this is once again another organisation that has been lost. So,
well, I mean, as the president of the Journalist Education Association of New Zealand, Greg Treadwell, said to me last night, it's going to cause news deserts and community newspapers. The government has got to start picking up some of the pieces for the community newspapers and for the magazines.
And lastly, we also see that Vanuatu is preparing for Cyclone Harold to pass through, it's just extra terrible timing.
Yeah. It's the last thing they needed because it's now a Category 5 cyclone, which is wind speeds of 215 kilometres an hour. And that's going to pass over Vanuatu today or tomorrow, and then it's heading straight for Fiji. And it looks like it's going to have a devastating effect on both those countries.
Do you have an update on how the preparedness is going in terms of both Vanuatu and Fiji?
I just don't know, but the Solomons had the storm over the weekend, and it's basically destroyed all their food crops. So Vanuatu is they're all prepared. They're all up to red alert.
That's a growing concern for the Solomon Islands, because we've already got lockdown in terms of in the Pacific Islands, and then the natural disaster is.
Well, the Guadalcanal plains have been destroyed by the waters of the cyclone, and so none of their crops have survived, and so they will need help. They will need assistance.
I guess on that note, are there any other Pacific stories in the coming week? Anything else you wanted to add for today?
Well, I mean, I am working on a story right now to see what journalism schools are doing in New Zealand and Australia. And it appears RMIT, which is the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, are miles clear of anyone else. I mean, in New Zealand, Greg Treadwell said to me that AUT is going to resume classes, but it's going to be block learning online. And they will try and work around the practical side of it. I had a chat with Scott Wade from Papua New Guinea, who told me that the criticism of the government was very timely and it was due.
Have a good rest of your week. Was there anything else you wanted to add for today?
Yeah, stay safe, stay home, and keep in your bubble.
That was the Southern Cross.